Today we celebrate that feast day, the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. It is, as we have heard and meditated about at Mass, a celebration of the ways in which our faith is a spiritual faith which has become physical. Right? We are united spiritually with each other. We are united spiritually with the apostles who came before us, but not in a sort of cliche or empty sense, because we can trace down that lineage from the apostles, from each apostle to the next, from each pope and down to the next, all the way from St. Peter down to our Holy Father Francis. And this is as much a physical succession as it is a spiritual one. And so throughout the world, we celebrate the dedication of a particular church in Rome. And in that church, under the high altar, there is a wooden table which tradition holds St. Peter celebrated Mass on. For our Catholic faith, formed as it is by the sacraments and by the pattern of the sacraments, places and things and the physical matters, because it has been, because the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon it, because it has been filled with power. Tonight, I think that matters for us because we're here every week in this healthcare holy hour, praying for the sick and the dying and their families and those who care for them. And it is important that we do that here in this place because the physical matters. Right, we could offer these prayers anywhere, and we should. But it is a powerful thing to pray for the sick here at St. Catherine's, surrounded as we are by hospital buildings. It is not a small thing to be able to pray for the hospitals when we are butted up against next to them, right? When they are across the street, when we are in that community. Because in our sacramental church, the physical, this place, had the Holy Spirit poured out upon it, has been filled with power. So my brothers and sisters, let us offer these prayers tonight, as we do every week, praying for the sick and the dying and their families and those who care for them, not from afar, but close. And just as St. Peter is not far from Pope Francis, but close, the place and altar upon which he celebrated Mass is close to that which Pope Francis celebrates Mass at the Mother Church of the whole Catholic Church. We can remember that pattern and live it out here too, trusting that through the Holy Spirit, power would be poured out into this room and overflow to all those who we pray for.